Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is a DVD. It's Looper. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's an assassin who lives in the past, and all he has to do is simply shoot the bad guys when they're sent back to him from the future. But things get very complicated when the bad guy turns out to be him.
So you're me in 30 years. Do you know what's gonna happen? You done all this already? As me?
I don't want to talk about time travel.
We both know how this has to go down. So why don't you do what old men do and die?
Now, if you're one of those people who have high hopes for the future and everything is bound to get better, this movie will kill all of that for you. It shows our future to be dark, gloomy, deadly, and more deadly, which means, yep, this is pretty much a downer. And on top of that, it has me baffled. Up until this movie, we were always told, you know, in all the previous movies, that if you meet yourself in the past or the future, you will truly screw up the whole time continuum thing, so much so that you immediately vaporize into a zillion pieces and never be seen again. Clearly not the rules of this movie, so now I don't know what to believe. But I do know that watching Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is always a good thing, and you will fall in love with a little boy in this movie who might just give us hope again. So our movie night traffic light Looper DVD is a yellow light. Now on to the very first movie of the new year, it's Promised Land. Well, Matt Damon and Frances McDormand, they're sent to a little town to convince them to lease all their property rights to the company so they can drill for natural gas. Unfortunately, not as easy as they think. Instead, it comes with a whole lot of drama.
This town, this light, it's dying. You all see it coming and you just don't get out of the way.
You ain't ever gonna get what you came here to take from me. I don't even like the fact that you're here trying.
We're a $9 billion company. Do you know what we're capable of? Do you?
Now, the thing that surprises me the most about this movie is that it wasn't released just before the presidential election, because it sure does seem like one giant political environmental message to me, to frack or not to frack. And more than that, it's teaching us the lesson that corporate America is corrupt. Shocking. But looking past that stuff, it stars Matt Damon, a total cutie, and Frances McDormand, who I just love to watch no matter what movie she's in. She always looks great, even when she doesn't, if you know what I mean. Then there's John Krasinski, who can be the good guy, the bad guy, or a little bit of both. So if you're up for a movie with an in-your-face kind of message, but entertains with a bit of a twist, this one could be for you. So in our movie night traffic light, Promised Land is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.